A new prime minister in Haiti is at work in selecting a new cabinet. Gerard Latrutu says he will concentrate on disarming both the rebels and supporters of ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide as an international peacekeeping force gathers strength in Haiti. Edward Lutvak is a specialist with the Center for Strategic and International Studies and joins us from his home in Maryland. Mr. Lutvak, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And are you impressed by this beginning, sir?
Well, the beginning is a necessary beginning, but past experience tells us that even if some form of order is reestablished, the crisis in Haiti will continue. Haiti has had strong political stability, but under dictatorships that outsiders found completely unacceptable. You see, in this instance, for example, Aristide was in power, and Aristide evolved, as all his predecessors seem to have done, into a dictatorship, which maintained itself by force, in this case by organizing and arming militias rather than the army or the police, having abolished the army and diminished the police. Mm-hmm. And that has been the normal evolution. So this will be the beginning of another cycle where some kind of government will be set up in Haiti. That government will then lose control. If it does succeed in remaining in control, it will evolve into a dictatorship.
But, Mr. Lutvak, aren't there an awful lot of Haitians who not only believe that Haiti has long been ready for democracy, but who thought, in fact, that's exactly what they were voting for and what they were supporting a number of years ago when Jean-Bertrand Aristide was first elected?
Yes. I think the key to it is to look at it from the point of view of the dictator. Aristide becomes president, and then he discovers that to be president of Haiti gives you no power at all, because every single Haitian bureaucrat, army officer or police officer, considers it his duty to take whatever money or resources, vehicles, gasoline, whatever there is, and use it for the advancement of the interests of his own family. And therefore, the bureaucracy is not responsive. You sit there in the presidential office, you issue orders, and nobody obeys you because they're interested only in the enrichment of themselves and their families. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the only way you can get yourself obeyed is by having the power of terror over them. They tried to do it by having these militias of Aristide followers that would terrorize everybody. That is the cycle, which is inevitable given the difference between the elite interest in power and the interest of ordinary people to have law and order and basic services and a chance to live.
Well, what do you foresee realistically that would stop that cycle?
We have to accept the fact that in this present state of political culture, the only form of government that can be stable in Haiti is a dictatorship. So we have to make a choice. If we wish Haiti not to be governed by a dictatorship, then let us accept the fact that some kind of OAS, American Organization of American States, or UN mandate, or some other mandate, Haiti will then be governed by outsiders. Mm. If we don't want Haiti to become another of these UN colonies, then we have to accept the fact that the only kind of stability we'll get will be from a dictatorship.
Mr. Lutvak, thank you very much.
Not at all. Thank you.
Edward Lutvak, specialist with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.